Log Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, open mic. Welcome, everybody. This is the program where you can pick your own subject, talk about what you want. You got to keep it clean. And over 116,128 as of last night,
right,
listening to us.
Look.
Before I went on the air, I had a flashback to the time when I went with some friends to visit the Mark Twain house in Connecticut, I guess it was Connecticut. And we're in there, and they have somebody walking around the house and describing things and all that. So the guy made a comment, you know, nobody's allowed to touch anything, you know.
I remember that.
So I just, you know, I heard it, and I completely disregarded it because, you know, blind people see with their hands.
That's right.
And their mind, you know.
Right.
So here we go. We're walking around this place, going to different rooms. He's talking about different things. And by the way, Mark Twain, his real name was Samuel Clemens.
Really? Wow, so he had a name for his books.
Your phone is gobbled. It's all gobbled. You better try to fix it.
Oh,
so,
let me pull back in.
So we're walking around the house, you know, upstairs. It's an old Victorian house. And here I am trying to see some of the things that are in the house, you know, various rooms and the structure and how they were built and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy says, don't touch anything. You can't touch anything. You know, he kept harassing me, you know.
Oh, my.
And finally, I told him, I said, I'm not touching anything. I'm looking at it.
That's right.
As a blind person. You know?
Right. What did
well,
he
didn't.
You?
He didn't get that. He didn't understand that.
No, he didn't.
So, you know, it shows you that of all these agencies that we have for the blind, fall short in letting people know how blind people sometimes have to be different to visualize things in our own way and through touch and your mind and hearing, of course. You know. So this guy and I had an argument, you know, and I didn't stop. I went through the whole house and touched whatever the hell I wanted to touch.
That's right.
You know. So that's my open mic.
Mark Twain.
Introduction. Don't discriminate against the disabled.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650 on the call-in number, Inner Sight. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information, Mr. Kennedy. Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. My good friend Anthony Kennedy. Check him out. Also brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Suffolk County Independent Living Organization. And their next event is October 14th, the Self-Advocacy Conference. So go to their website, and while you're up there, take note of the phone number where you can call and if you want to help turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. I'll give you the number just in case some of you can't see it up there. 631-487-2038 is the phone number.
Okay.
All right. SILO, their number is 631-880-7929.
Correct.
And you look at their website and you find out some of the things that they're doing.
We have two callers, just as a FYI.
Yeah. And, you know, you might want to participate in some of their activities. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And that's the 24/7 hotline office number. You can call anytime.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, Big East Takeda Rescue down in Jersey. Great, great organization that saved the lives of Akitas.
It's so nice.
And we really appreciate that. So Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Give them a call, or you can send them an email, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. All right. Big East Akita Rescue. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster of Auntie Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, all the Texas children who perished in the schools. We remember the children who lost their lives and all those who are still with us. Watch over them. Protect them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Okay, we're brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. If you need dog food, cat food, here's a good number to keep handy. 631-484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a minute. Gary is the guy who
Very nice
runs
guy.
The Nobody Starves on Long Island. And if you're disabled and you have a problem getting to him where the food is, let him know. Sometimes he can bring
deliver.
It to you. He's been known to do that.
Yes,
not
he
deliver,
has.
But bring it to you.
Yeah, bring it to you.
All right, 631-484-3085 is the phone number. Inner Sight, open mic around the world. And, I got a good activity for you.
Yeah.
You want to learn self-defense and have some fun?
Oh, yeah.
Third Eye Insight. There it is. That's the place to go. And they work out of a school.
Oh, that's good.
Called the JoJo.
Oh, really?
Devin Fernandez is the guy's name, who is the instructor. He's a blind judo instructor.
Mm-hmm.
And the number is 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. You want to know the meaning of that? Give Devin a call.
Yeah,
631-445-3464. You heard it right here on Inner Sight about the insight.
That's true.
All right, open mic. Pick your own subject. Keep it clean or we'll boot
something.
You off. All right.
I was
Who we got online?
Who's on line? We have Anthony Bree's listening, and we had Louie, but he is going to come back later, I think, because he went off and went back. He's probably going to go back on in a little bit.
All right, so... you know, if you want to listen, that's cool. If you want to talk, push one.
Yeah.
And we'll get
you.
Oh,
he wants to talk now.
Q.
Anthony wants
Anthony
to talk.
Anthony from Brooklyn?
Yep.
Is that who we got? All right, Anthony from Brooklyn. Yeah. Live on Inner Sight. Open mic.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Frank. How's everything?
Hi,
Frank.
Good, yeah.
Yeah. So got a question. I heard what sound like to be fireworks going on in your house. Are you having an early Independence Day?
I didn't hear any fireworks.
I don't know. I thought I did. I mean, maybe you were, I don't know, maybe you were messing around with the electric. Who knows? But,
yeah.
What was I going to say?
Maybe you heard her phone gobble. Is that what you heard?
No. Yeah, I don't
there
know.
It is again.
It sounds, well, it is again? Well,
yeah.
You know, phone technology is not perfect. Sometimes it's, no. You know, the cell phone. Sometimes it might be blog. You know, that means what he's going to do. Yeah, it's blog. Don't worry about it. You know, it happens, mm-hmm. and there isn't really much we can do. But I was thinking about, you know, how glad I am for all the programs that our mayor is creating for people who need it. He's creating a program where foster kids can have an opportunity to go to college, you know, for free, and that's great, you know. And I don't really completely understand it because I thought the governor was doing that, you know, in the state as well, but I guess it's, you know, anything having to do, you know, within the city limits, and he's creating a lot of good programs. But I do definitely agree with Frank about, you know, about crime, about, you know, how every police officer was on the subways and on the platform in every car. But I think why that isn't happening these days is because of, you know, the lack of police officers that we have. I mean, they still have a lot, but, you know, you lose a lot of intelligent, good police officers because they feel like they're not getting paid enough. And, you know, with all the crime and the violence, they all go to Suffolk County, which, you know, stinks for us and is good for everybody else. But what are you going to do? We just have to hope.
They get paid higher, too, going there.
Yeah, and, you know, they all want to go home to their families, and, you know, nobody wants to deal with BS 24/7, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the issue with that. But what else is going on? I also wanted to remind you guys, it's a small program, but for people who need it, we also have a food delivery program in Brooklyn, too. It only serves a small area in the Bedford-Stuyvesant, you know, section of Brooklyn. It's eastbrooklynmutualaid.org. If you, you know, need help, you can fill out the form, and when, you know, they can have a volunteer come out to you, they will. But try to think what else is going on. Looking forward to Folly Night this week. And tonight is the last night of the Day of Atonement. So any anybody did, you know, was forgiven and forgotten about, and I think that's important, and that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Other than that, I just thought I'd pop in and say hi and see how things are going with you guys. And
do you know of any of the other, besides the foster children going to college, you know, is the mayor doing anything else?
Let's see, what else? Well, he talked about a program for people who are dyslexic that have committed criminal offenses, so they can, you know, try to better their education so they won't want to commit crimes. But I don't really think that's going to help, and I think a person should be punished first, and I won't kiss the ass of somebody who committed a crime. You go to jail, and then we'll deal with you, you know. But a lot of times they want to, you know, they find it difficult to deal with people like that, and they try to cater to them and coddle them by putting them in supportive housing, which they turn into a dump because, you know, people that have mental problems, they don't like to put in a facility so they're not going to, unless they're a danger to someone, and you know, nothing works, and they put them on medication and all that, and then you know they have trouble managing life, and so they put them in supportive housing, and the supportive housing turns
and eventually
into,
in nursing homes.
That's true.
Well, yeah, when they get older and they lose their mind, you know, and that's you
even
know
if
in
they
that
don't lose
situation,
their mind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you go to a nursing home based on your will, Frank. No one can force you into a nursing home.
I don't believe
home.
In
you
that.
Have,
wait,
you
have,
you know
no
why?
Can.
You can
sure
be forced
can
in.
Force
my mom was. My mom was. I had to make the decision for her and put her in a decent nursing home. Otherwise, the next week they were going to put her in a state-run nursing home. And they're usually nursing homes that fail, and the state picks them up. So, no.
Well, that was sad, but that's because of your physical condition. You wouldn't be able to care for her, and her insurance didn't cover.
That's because
cover
the money was there, but
hours.
She couldn't access it.
That's it.
Nothing
that's
to do
true.
With her physical condition.
They didn't even give me one extra hour. Nothing. I had lawyers there, geriatric coordination, and a woman who was there, all through Thoreau College, and it was all for free, but they really were helping me. They said I would not go against APS, which is Adult Protective Services.
Yeah.
Don't do that, because then you'll be sorry, you'll be considered neglectful. How am I neglectful when I can't even take care of myself? That's what I wanted.
I don't agree with it, Suzanne, but they see it as if you cannot take care of the person, then if you refuse to allow them to go to a place that they can get care, then, you know,
they were thinking one-minded, you know? I'll give you, they weren't thinking in the sense that I can get help for her and actually, you know, if you give me the money, I could really help her. But if I couldn't, I would keep her with me. And that's what I might have to do for my aunt to.
Wait a minute.
Wait,
let's back up a little bit. Rosie had two lawyers, and she couldn't even get her day in court.
Right?
Now, where the hell are you telling me they don't?
You're not following me, Suzanne.
Force people to go into nursing homes. She had no choice.
Because they do not cover the hours if you are on Medicare. They do not cover
that.
The hours regardless if you get
a
lawyer or not.
One-sided.
They don't do it
there's,
for anybody.
There's no way to fight
Frank,
to get those
Frank,
hours covered.
You're not understanding.
That's the point.
You can't get lawyers from Thoreau Law School that are learning about lawyers. They
are something
you don't
these
like me to say on
the
air, lawyers.
No.
These people are
what?
No, these are different.
One lawyer was a former district attorney, a professor of law.
Yeah, but they're not suing to change the law. You are calling them into a case to ask for hours for her specific case.
Let me explain something a bit. Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but here's what exactly happened. She went to the, because of her memory, she blamed the bank that they stole $500 but forgot she put it in her drawer. Okay, that's just dementia. You can't do anything about dementia. Now, the next thing that happened was Adult Protective Services sent me a letter, and then I said they wanted to even cut her hours. So what I did, I said I was going to have it where I'd have the fair hearing right in her house, and that's exactly what happened. The fair hearing was right there. Okay, and let me tell you, two lawyers, a community person who was in her community came by. She was helping her from the beginning. A doctor that was helping her from the beginning. A few people were there. I was there. And they didn't even know that I was her power of attorney. They had no clue. They were clueless, absolutely clueless, that I am her daughter and I was willing to help in many ways. But they didn't even give me that opportunity.
I know, Suzanne, that you would have helped in many ways, but...
And when they saw
you,
she was disabled, excuse me,
the law.
Then they became prejudiced against her, too.
That's right.
To
because
help them
you had no one able to take care of her, and you and
she
they,
had people,
you,
but she couldn't pay them.
That's right.
Right, well, then
she
you don't have the
people.
Money, and the government is not going to... wasn't going to pay for that. We all know that.
Because of the money.
Well, then you got to give up the money. You got to give up the money so you can get insurance.
That. No.
Well, then that's why
that.
Your mother went into a home, Suzanne. And you don't believe that. It's factual. It's obvious.
No, it isn't.
It slaps you in the face.
No, they had.
I'm sorry that you don't like it, but it is.
No, I'm making sure that I change it. It doesn't have to be that way all the time.
But you know what?
It doesn't have to take the person
out
of your
reach. You helped your mother get into a nursing home because you were too busy saying, I don't believe that and I don't believe that.
No, you don't
know
about that. Frank knows the whole story, how hard it was for me to even get her to go to a doctor outside of the damn home. They were all wanting to keep her. Every single – then I finally said, I want the doors.
What does
you didn't
that
have the money
to
keep
that?
Her out. The state did,
right.
And they wouldn't. That's the whole story.
Yeah, that's
if she had Medicaid and you do the
Medicaid
spend down,
that.
You just
we
said she had
that.
Medicare. No, Suzanne, you just
we
said they
have that.
Medicare. Listen, Suzanne.
They had Medicaid and Medicare, my mom had both. Okay?
Well, right, and the Medicare messes it up. When you have stray Medicaid and you have nada, you can get everything as far as
that's
government services,
basically what they
but
did
you have
they
no
brought
money.
Brought it all the way down to zero that
right.
she had, and the nursing home kept it. Do you understand
you're
how they
the nursing
horrible.
Home wouldn't
it's
keep it because
up.
You don't, you wouldn't put her in a nursing home. Suzanne, listen,
I did
green
not put
orange.
Her in a nursing home without them threatening me. I would have never put her in a nursing home, but they threatened
it
me.
It doesn't matter. If you followed the appropriate steps, she wouldn't have winded up there, and I'm sorry about
she
that.
She was in rehabilitation, and then they brought her to the long-term floor. She was not in there for anything else but
and
rehabilitation.
You could have
and they told
for her
me she could not
to
be
get
without
out.
Any care.
It, right.
She can't.
Right. We all know that. And you, but you could have fought to get her out
I
if
did.
She
I
had regular... Medicaid.
I wasn't fooling around. I had
no
called
Medicaid.
In a fair hearing.
I'm not saying you fooled around a fair hearing. Mm-hmm. You wanted the money. That's the problem. You
no,
didn't
I
want to give
say
up the
that
money.
To them. I wanted her to have extra hours. I never said that to them. You know,
right.
I
but
know
you must give
it.
Up the money for her, and she had straight Medicaid, meaning no money, meaning SSI. You know, like the rest
she
of us,
nothing.
And then you get
she
home care.
She had nothing. She had nothing. And they just
well, then I don't
her.
Understand why they wouldn't give it to her. But go ahead and try to explain to me, because I'm following along with what you're saying,
the aid,
and
the
then
aid
you're dancing
the
around.
Aid
and sometimes I have
she
my doubts
that
you're bedbound because you're dancing. And how do bedbound people dance? I don't know. Sometimes I think a lot of people lie
with
the same
excuse me. If what you're saying, if what you're saying is true, then give
yes.
everybody Medicaid, nothing else,
mm-hmm.
and get rid of the damn
right.
nursing home.
But people want money, and that's why they have no services.
It's not that I want
because
money.
The government
I wanted the
ain't
going to
give you right. Okay. Well, then
okay.
you tell them you don't. You as her guardian don't want her on Medicare too. You
no,
want her
they were
just
prejudiced against me. They said automatically I can't take care of my mother because I'm having.
Suzanne, call back in. Your line is horrible.
Before, let me try again. All right.
Call back in.
Yep.
Anyway, open mic.
Uh-huh.
Inner Sight, the number here, 213-816-1650. And Anthony, thank you.
You're welcome, Frank. If she calls in, I'd love to continue this conversation, but we'll have to wait for that to happen.
Right.
I'm patiently waiting and excited about it. I'm so excited
right.
about
you
to lose my money, I think I like it.
You want to talk some more?
Sure. I got
824,
plenty of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
824 New York. Inner Sight open mic.
The
and,
problem is uh-huh.
Hold on, let me make an announcement.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night is our nursing home show. And the theme of the show tomorrow night is people have to pay for things in nursing home that they don't want or can't get what they want with their money.
Right.
So tune us in tomorrow night on that one. Now, go ahead.
Right. Because once you're there, they try to keep you there. But if you don't advocate to get yourself out and you don't,
my mother was capable of doing that.
I understand.
Well,
then you had to be her advocate. My mother wasn't capable of doing that. You should have told them you would agree to the Medicaid spend her dinero on things that she needed, food or whatever.
She
would all
had
go
that. She had that in
what?
They have a national disability.
Suzanne, your phone is horrible. You can't
continue disability.
The show like this.
She
you
got to
get another phone. You have another phone? Excuse
I
me.
I can go inside. Hold on. But he has a TV on. I can't do that.
Which phone
so
are you on?
I'm on the house phone.
Well, it's horrible. It's worse than ever.
I don't hear that. No, seriously, I don't hear any, but,
it's
you know,
horrible.
Any kind of.
Okay.
What is it
you got to fix it somehow. There's something. Gobble. You're holding it the right way?
Yeah, I am. Make sure of that.
Call back in. That's all I can tell you to do.
I did already. This is the callback, what you're getting. Hold
I
on.
Can't
let me
understand
see if
a
I can
word
get
you're saying.
Let me see if you can get me another phone in the house, okay?
All right.
I'm going to put myself on mute.
You
got
to get off the air. You can't talk like that.
Okay, no problem.
Inner Sight, open mic, and... Anthony from Brooklyn's on the line. So you want to try to continue this tomorrow night?
I mean, sure, whenever she would like.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this show
is
soap opera.
I don't know if
this
phone's going to get straightened out.
Come on, we have to have faith that it will. We pay phone bills. The phone company is good, and they fix the phone.
I don't know why her phone, this is supposed to be... her good phone, and it's horrible. It's worse than ever.
Well, I don't know, but you know, Alexander Graham Bell created a great piece of equipment that we've all been using it for years. And, you know, she just got to get another phone.
Computers and all that.
I don't know. Yeah, well, people want computers and websites so they can order stuff, and yeah, I know, but what are you gonna do? You know, that's how cordless phones are too.
People should use their brains more.
How's this sound?
Yeah.
Is it better?
Very clear and very loud, my love. So let's continue. I'm interested in listening.
Hold on.
Now you got noise in the background. You got to get rid of that.
I took it off.
I must have. Okay, here we are.
Play some Jewish music for us. Oh, God.
All right. Open mic, Inner Sight. And,
I was just about to place a fast food restaurant or whatever.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Is that better?
Yes. Sounds like a scary movie.
This is
what
new
is that noise in the background?
We hear some ghosts.
I don't hear anything. So I'm on a hearing impaired phone. So, yep, I got a new one too.
But you're not impaired.
Right.
You're not drunk.
We got to take a call from Louis. So finish up your conversation.
No, what I was trying to say is we had everybody and anybody who was, you know, prominent in her development, as well as Touro College, were the professors of classes. It wasn't the kids or anything. It was actually a professor who did, what Frank
said. They're only
said.
Professors and not little lawyers. They only
no, they
teach
are.
Law.
She was. She was with the DA's office.
Nah.
She was a lawyer.
DA's office is for criminal prosecution, but that has nothing to do with that. And
she works with the elderly
with
now.
The district attorney. Right, elder law, but they can't.
Right.
She just was there to tell you the law, not to help you change it. It would have had to be a big case.
Oh, no, I knew that. I wasn't going to change it with one person, or maybe I was. Who knows?
Right.
But let
we
me tell you, I didn't
her
want
to
my
change
mother
it.
To
we
die
asked
in
her to go to
home.
Court and protect her mm-hmm. mother, and she couldn't do it.
She couldn't do it. That's right.
Right. They don't have that kind of power.
So I had to go
law.
And do everything for my mom, and then the COVID hit. And then my mom degenerated because of the, you know, the Alzheimer's. Well, she had Lewy body, which was faster and much worse than the plain old Alzheimer's. Cause
I
Alzheimer's
thought your mother died before the COVID, but okay. It doesn't
no,
matter
she
when she died.
She didn't, no.
Okay,
she died
well,
during the COVID period.
Okay,
yep.
Well, it doesn't matter when she died. I don't. I mean,
yeah.
It might have slowed things down to get anything done, but it wouldn't have changed the system as far as that law. It is that way for everybody. If the government is going to help you, you have to have no money. If you're going to have money, you
no
have
money.
To help.
She had no nothing, to be honest with you. And it's like getting, it's frustrating on my part. I felt like I let her down, but I didn't. You know what
and
I'm
I
saying?
And I don't understand how she didn't qualify for all the hours that she got, but she, you know.
She only got, let's see, 6 hours, okay, per day, no weekend. She should have gotten the whole time. When I went into the nursing home with her, they said she needs 24/7.
Yeah,
so I don't know why they didn't provide that for her. She was still
right.
walking around when she went into the nursing home. She still was, you know, somewhat cognizant, not like she was when she passed away. You know,
yeah.
But I think that they
because
should have
they were afraid
provided.
That she could have walked out of the home without having adequate hours to
you
watch
know who
over
reported
her.
Do you want to know who reported her? Her aide. She didn't have to, you know, go through all that headache and mess. Her aide reported it to the agency, whatever happened. The bank said that somebody has to come in
reported.
And be, you know, the bank said that somebody has to be part, you know, actually guiding for her money because she went in and didn't remember. It's
a
just
legal,
a,
right, a legal guardian, which you could have been.
Right.
But the point
and I
is,
was.
If somebody roams outside of the home or in the hallways of an apartment building, the aide has to report that because that's a safety.
But she did not roam. She didn't do anything without the aide. The only thing that was the problem, this is the first time that that woman was an aide.
But still,
so
they
she didn't
can't
know
take that chance. It wouldn't
right.
matter. Any aide from any agency would have
mm-hmm.
to report that because
she
the person
does report
is not
it, but you don't,
cognitive.
You didn't have to make it to the point that the woman was totally incapacitated. She wasn't at that time. She had a little bit.
She didn't make it to where she was incapacitated. If she was mentally incompetent, she was mentally incompetent due to her own natural
she
brain
wasn't
deterioration,
mentally incompetent
which had nothing
in
to
do with it.
It's obvious. Frank, Lewy body disease is
no, it's not.
A degenerative,
that has to be proven in a court.
Brain disease.
Yeah,
and
it is.
Deteriorates the brain cells.
People forget things.
Very bad.
That's
the functioning
not a reason to put
of
in
the brain.
Room.
It's not a reason to put somebody in a home, but she has to have adequate hours to monitor
they
her.
Said, oh,
and
in
watch
her area,
over
they don't have that many aides, just this one. I said, then I'll accept it. As
the,
long as
the
aide accepts it.
The aide
then
in
a
her
few months
area
later,
had nothing to do with it. They must provide her with an aide from an agency that can provide her those hours, and that's it. They would not put
you
anybody
you want to know what the aide said to me? Is she coming
facility?
Out of the nursing home? And I said, thanks to you, she's in there permanently.
Regardless
of
what the aide said, the aides don't know anything about that. They are not educated about that at all. They are simply chore workers, and all they know how to do, Suzanne, that have to do with care is clean and cook and do laundry and make beds and things like that. They come from other countries. They are not educated up to the American standards. They don't have high school diplomas from this country.
I disagree with
they
you on some
don't
of
know
that.
How to
you
read.
Know why? Because I had a really good aide, and, you know, I still do. You know, she's really part of my family. That's how good she is. And
uh-huh.
to tell you, she actually does literally everything for me. Even on now on Saturday nights, I'm going to the movies just to get out of the house because I'm really, you know, every Saturday night I'm going to be going to see a movie. That's all. I have to get out.
Yeah, because the show isn't on, so, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
But what country was she from?
Haiti.
Oh, okay. Well, a lot of them are from Haiti.
Yeah,
you know,
some are from Jamaica.
All right, what country is Louis from? Is Louis on the line?
Louis, I don't know. I thought he was from Israel or Jerusalem.
I'm right here. No,
maybe
he's not
maybe
yet.
Sicily. He's probably from Sicily, you know.
No.
But then, who knows? You know,
all right, Lou, if you're listening, call in. We want to promote Friday
well, you
night.
You have El Su Nombre de Telefono, so... Click over on your ringy-dingy, as he would say, and call him, and we'll continue the show.
Yeah, I could call him if I wanted to.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to let you know, I'm the type of person who can agree to disagree. So
okay.
We agreed to disagree, because I know what
water
exactly
under
happened
the bridge.
And how she was treated. So...
Right. No, but
hard.
She's expressing, you know, strong emotional feelings about it.
Yeah, I am.
And that's it. But, you know, the
you
way
mean,
it is
she
that
was
you have
degenerating.
To...
Here's what got me the most annoyed out of everything. You mean when she was degenerating with COVID, you couldn't dress me in PPEs and had, you know, spoke with her, speak with her, you know,
with
without
COVID
having
here.
To watch
but
her degenerate?
The fact
was
of the matter
end.
Is... That a lot of people had no AIDS during COVID because a lot of these AIDS are lazy and didn't want to work in the first place. So when they had the chance not to work and get free money and make up phony stories about unemployment, they all stopped working and said, well, I don't need this and I can just sit home and get a check. And then the government caught on to all of them and now they're all having to pay it back. So either they go back to the agency and work or they find another job or basically you're not going to have nothing for the rest of your life because if you don't pay that money back, any money you come into, they have a right to and they'll garnish their pay or they could
they
put
do.
You in jail.
Yeah.
There's no way around it. You
right.
They'll
they
take that money back regardless.
Pay. If they were, you know, not right on the hours.
Right.
That's what they
and
do.
And they nothing to do with not right on the hours. If you if you owe them money and you scam them and you don't pay it back on your own, they will garnish your pay and it's considered a criminal offense.
It depends on how much they won't put you in jail, but still,
regardless of whatever it is, they'll still take the money back from you because you owe it.
Right.
And that's
but if it's
for
a grand
anybody.
Larceny, meaning it's a lot of money, you know what? They're gonna put that person in jail.
Right, then your culo is going to jail, and that's
right.
that, and nobody would want to go through that and take that risk, but people, you know, took that chance because they got excited and money, woohoo, and they got their kicks, and, you know, they got their backsides kicked, let's just put it
that's
that way,
true.
In the end, you know.
Not the
aid
well,
the government does
it
all the time, they steal money all the time.
Yeah, they do,
they steal money.
The example.
For individuals to do that, right, and then the individuals who do that pay the ultimate consequences, which they can't afford in the end because they don't have food, because they can't buy enough food, they can't pay their rent because they don't have enough money, they're short of money, they can't buy clothes, they this, they that, and then they could practically almost go outside naked and with no shirt and holy socks because they wanted money and, you know, not to have to, you know, pay back the money or not to want to live like everybody else. And, you know,
all right, we're going to, Anthony, we're going to move on.
Thank you.
We're going to move on with our open mic. So.
Okay,
thank
no problem.
You.
Thank you. Take care, Frank.
Thank you. Have a name. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. And let me just make one point.
Mm-hmm.
The law should be fair and not one-sided, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If the money is there to keep a person out of a nursing home, then that should be, in other words, the person who the victim,
mm-hmm.
should be able to fight for that money to keep them out of the nursing home. That's all we say.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see that happening.
No, I don't either.
Currently, the way
it
is now. And if it's true that you can go on Medicaid,
mm-hmm.
you know, and have nothing, first of all, I don't see how people can live without money.
That's right. Louis, by the way,
go on Medicaid and just get food stamps and get
yeah.
all the hours you need and stay out of a nursing home. If that's true, then why the hell do they need nursing homes?
That's right.
See?
You know,
I
enjoy when people say it has to be that way. I'm like, no, it doesn't. It doesn't have to be that way.
It doesn't make sense because the criteria is still there. They're still going to want to put people in nursing homes.
Yeah.
So.
Because they make money off
system.
Of it. It is
Louis
a very
horrible. Line?
Yes, he is.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Let
All
me get
right,
him.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the great Louis the Lip Rivera on Inner Sight Live.
Hey, Louis.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, Louis?
How are you? Call me Louis the Lip.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
Louis the Lip. Yeah, how was the party?
Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, how you doing? How was your dad's birthday?
All right, we went to Applebee's.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
That's good.
Well, you guys like it over there in Applebee's.
That and Olive
Garden.
Did
you eat the apples over there?
No.
There's no apples over there in Applebee's.
No apples
in
Applebee's?
There's a restaurant.
No apples, and only on the sign. If you want to eat the sign, that'd be good.
It says a bar and grill and eating good in the neighborhood.
There you go.
Oh. Well, you like the bar and grill. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
I had broccoli, I had mashed potatoes, a big steak.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Big
had a
steak.
Big, tall glass of beer.
Oh, you
that.
Did? For change instead of the sangria.
They got sangria at the restaurant.
Right.
let me ask you, Louis, let me ask you something. Did you remember
Anytime.
To bring your father with you?
Of course, he's coming with us to Applebee's. My family's there. I was there.
There you go.
What did he have?
The same steak as I ate.
Oh, cool. Oh.
And your mom
French
went?
Fries,
and your
I
sister?
Know it was mashed potatoes.
Did your sister
nice.
Drive it? The whole family went?
Yep.
Oh, that's
yeah,
cool.
And my brother and my sister-in-law, Chris and Tony. Chris was my sister-in-law,
yeah.
and my brother's my brother. They gave him a birthday card with a scratch-off lottery tickets.
Oh, did he win?
Oh. Now, what about a birthday cake?
Nope. Gave him ice cream and a cup.
Oh, that's cool.
Ice cream and a
and
cup.
And they're singing the national. They did a Applebee's anthem.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Birthday anthem.
He must have been clapping.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, did he
yeah,
win any money with the scratch-off, she wants to know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you win $7, sometimes $5 or $10.
That's it. That's all you win.
And I haven't been playing scratch-off lately. I play about one at a time. Or two is enough, you know.
Yeah. Otherwise, you can become a gambler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
right.
Suzanne and Frank, you have a love to call me Louis the Lip.
You like that?
Louis the Lip.
Yeah. Well, then that just means senior is senior Louis the Lip. I don't know.
How about Louis the Fat Lip?
Yeah, because you like
lip?
To talk a lot.
Yeah.
How about Louis the Fat Lip?
The Fat Lip? That means you got punched in the lip. Nah, 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 nah.
No,
I
no,
like Louis
lip,
the lip.
I respect.
I like Louis the Lip better, honestly.
Yeah, I'm a nicest loving guy.
Oh, That's cute.
Yeah, so
yeah,
you had a nice time with the birthday. You had a big steak.
Yeah.
And a tall beer.
I was going to have cheese. Hey, Frank, hold it. I was going to have cheeseburger and French fries. I save it some other time.
Oh.
Yeah,
I have something
that's
else.
Good. That's good.
Oh, you brought
that
home?
Yeah, I know. We got home about after 8 o'clock.
Oh. Four. You must have gained 25 pounds.
Not least.
Get out of here, Frank. You're funny.
He's thinking about it, and he gained the 25 pounds.
Oh, Frank and Suzette, I saw a home run number 99 of the New York Yankees. Aaron Judge got a 62 run.
Oh, not bad. Pretty
home
good.
Run.
Yeah.
99?
I'm a big Aaron Judge fan.
Yeah, that's good.
Wait a minute. How many home runs did
he hit?
Hey, guys,
I heard about Connie and Chrissy on a Saturday. Connie and Chrissy moved to a new time on public access.
We all did.
Hey, listen, Louie, back up a little bit. How many home runs has Judd hit?
I hit first. He already did 61 runs. Now he did 62 runs now.
Not good.
Oh, runs, okay.
Yeah.
What's 99?
Yeah. That's his number. That's where Aaron Judge's baseball uniform.
Oh, that's his
number.
On his shirt.
On the
back of his uniform. I got an Aaron Judge shirt in my drawer.
Oh, okay. So what are we doing on Friday night? You got to let us know.
We'll get to that in a second. Hey, listen. I got to check Connie and Chrissy moved to a new time. Used to be on Saturday at 11 at midnight on Saturday. And something strange, there's a different show, Connie and Chrissy. I think I had to check the info for a new time for Connie and Chrissy so I could watch it.
There
you
go.
Don't know what time they're on?
And I got to look up on the information. They moved to a new time.
Yeah.
All right.
I got to check that out. I like Connie and Chrissy.
Maybe they'll have it on that. I don't know.
I think it moved to a new time.
Yeah.
I'll find it on public access. I'll search for it. Hey, Connie and Chrissy, all of you listening out there, I love you ladies. I like from the female ladies from date night. That Connie and Chrissy is getting it on with the men. Wow.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Connie and Chrissy,
well, how about Friday
Connie
night?
Chrissy
what
will take
do?
Care
we're
of me. He'll give me some. Give me a little wine.
Yeah. We're going to have a big fiasco Friday night.
And what's that? So I know how to prepare.
Jimmy Dinigan wants to take over the school.
Oh, I got to check it out. I got to hear this.
Well,
I'm probably a friendly philosopher.
You want to take over the school.
Oh, they want to take over
the
school?
Yeah, we'll have the philosopher and Red Fox.
Lauren Hardy.
There you go. He likes Lauren Hardy. I like the Honeymooners.
That's on Channel 11 every weekend.
I know. I love it.
And
then
every
when
Saturday night,
Louie,
I watch SNL, Saturday Night Live. I watch it every Saturday night.
So do I.
No, you don't watch that.
Yeah, I do. I watch
Saturday
Night
Live. Was that the season premiere of SNL?
Yeah, well, I think it was already at that.
I wish I came over and watched it with you. I could come bring my drink, bring my popcorn.
Yeah, you'd have to share it with my husband, too. I don't know.
Oh, no, he don't eat popcorn.
Yes, he does. He likes popcorn.
I'm
too shy to dance.
He does. He got chocolate for the kids. Oh, my God. I'm sitting there. I had, like, 3 chocolate bars, and I was like, this is not good for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm diabetic, so I got to be careful.
I drink a little Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi. There's no sugar in it.
I just drink water right now.
I like to. I drink zero sugar.
Oh, you do?
It's not too sweet. I'm a Pepsi Zero. I like that.
Well, that's not bad. I like that. I do.
Hey, Louie, remember some of the old commercials? We're going to do some of the old commercials on Friday night.
Oh, that's a good idea.
What old commercial?
Pop,
oh, remember
pop,
that? Like,
business, oh, whatever leap it is.
Yeah, well, I like the cigarette commercials and Ajax and Brill Cream.
Oh, Ajax
remember Brill Cream?
Yeah, I remember that.
We're going to do some of
this
those.
One. You can take Salem out of the country, but you can't take the country out of Salem. Bum, bum, bum. You can take Salem out of the country, but
you can sing that.
You can't take the country out of Salem. Da, 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 da.
Okay.
That's a jingle for Salem cigarettes.
I know. I remember.
Is that what you smoke?
No, not Salem, but Newport back in the 80s and the 90s.
So now you're not smoking anymore, right?
A little bit. Don't bother. Just a little bit. I don't bother with the cigarettes. Just a little bit. Not all the time.
Okay, when you get
nicotine, I stay away from the nicotine.
Oh, what do you get? Yeah. There's really good cigarettes by Native Americans on their reservation. They really are good. My husband gets them. They're not as much.
Yeah, and I tell the people to get their own cigarettes. All those people want to borrow a cigarette from people. And I told those people I cannot give cigarettes to nobody. They got money to buy their own. They buy their own cigarettes. I don't lend my smokes to nobody else.
That's right.
I don't want anybody putting their germs on the cigarettes. You know, they put their mouth on it.
Yeah,
don't give to them.
You might get trench
mouth.
Yeah,
I can't give, and
like
I say,
but
I never give cigarettes to nobody else.
I heard that, Frank.
Yeah, Louie the Lip trench mouth.
No, he's just Louie the Lip, and he better not be smoking too many cigarettes.
Tell us about Friday night. We got to get off the air soon.
Yeah,
hey, what time? What's your time, Tech?
8 minutes, 33 seconds, to be exact.
8:51?
No.
What's the time?
8:24 right now.
Time. Okay, Suzanne. Okay, I hear you. Okay. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen up. Make sure you turn in Friday at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock on Friday for Intersight, Folix, for Funnies, all the Folix, wherever you say. And we have a lot of fun rolls. Anna with the swab. We're gonna have a talk to Pat Cooper and the flavor love drops are given out to those pretty ladies. Also, I'll go find Connie and Chrissy on the public assets channel. I'll go search for them if I get a chance to. Connie and Chrissy, I love you. And don't forget your friendly philosopher or talk to my constituency office. He'll give you a call on
the
Intersight Folix. We're having a lot of fun, I'll say. Well, I'll talk to Gary Owens for rolling him on his lap, and I'm going to talk to that guy, too.
All right.
We'll
have Louie doing
hello, ladies
some,
and gentlemen. My name is Gary Owens. Make sure you tune Friday on Blog Talk Radio for this Intersight. With Frank and Suzanne on Blog Talk Radio presents the Folix. Well, a little fun with Soccer Tummy Time. I'll talk to Rosanna Detta, and I'll search for Connie and Chrissy. Hope you're listening to it, lover ladies. Oh, I'm going to get it on. A lot of laughs, a lot of jokes. Drinking a lot of sangria, 5 glasses at a time. And we're going to have a great, good time on the rainy dingy dingy. All right.
Thanks a lot, Lou. That was a great promo.
It is.
Yeah. Hey, I miss you. Hey, guys, I wish I could go see Intersight live at Public Access on TV. I miss you guys on the Public Access. I miss you very much. Your show just moved to 9:30 tomorrow, Thursday night, 9:30.
That's pretty late. Yeah.
I believe it is 9:30 Thursday night.
It is.
Yeah, I won't forget the lipstick Friday night when I'm going to wear a wig and lipstick.
And what color? Rosy color lipstick?
Yeah, rosy color.
Okay.
And then I'll dress up as Roseanne. Or I can dress up as Suzanne also.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Yeah, you could do that.
They call
I
me Fat Lip Louie Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
No. Hey, Frank, no fat lip.
Louie
no
the
fat
lip.
Lip.
Hey, Halloween's
coming. Yeah, no fat
coming.
Lip. Forget it. That's Louie the Lip Rivera.
We like that, Louie the Lip. You said fat lip. We didn't say fat lip. We said Louie the
I'm
Lip.
I'm kidding around. I don't want to say fat
I
lip.
Know.
But no, I'm kidding.
You have to
I
get
won't say that. I'm
lip.
Kidding.
That would hurt too much.
Nah, I'm just shy.
All right,
Lou.
Thanks a lot.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I love you, Suzanne.
Hey, I love you too, Lou. You got to be good, okay?
Okay. I don't mean to go. Okay. I'll call you on a Friday, ringy dinky doo. Okay. You'll have a good night.
Okay. That's
Friday.
Fine. That's fine. Take care, Lou.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Inner Side. All right. Open mic and got a few minutes. 213-816-1650.
I'm sorry. I
what?
Thought the salmon bone would be passing by now. It's out of my throat. It's still there. I just hope I don't need to eat
salmon
something.
Bone?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I didn't see it.
What?
I ate fish for dinner, salmon, right? And all of a sudden,
yeah.
I didn't see any of the... There wasn't any bones. It was filet, but hidden in the salmon there was a bone, and I swallowed it. And I'm like,
well, can't you feel it?
Yeah,
feel
I
that
feel
bone
it.
In your mouth.
Yeah.
Take it out.
No, in my throat. So
oh, you swallowed it.
Yeah.
Oh, you swallowed.
I was hungry too. I ate a. I don't
oh,
normally eat white
be,
bread, but I had
some
white bread.
Now you'll become a fish.
It'll grow in my belly, you think?
All right, Inner Sight, we're going to be with you tomorrow night on our nursing home show.
Yes, we are.
The theme of which will be people have to spend money in those nursing homes for services they don't get or they don't want.
Right.
And that's horrible.
It is.
That.
I couldn't even
another
have money.
Another reason why the law shouldn't be one-sided.
It shouldn't.
What?
No. I couldn't even get her clothes once her clothes wore down. They just recycled the clothes from other
well,
people who
her?
Have left. Or
talking about your mother. All right.
My mom, yes.
Yeah. I'll make that clear.
Sorry.
No, all right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And I got a call today that the proclamation is being mailed to us. As soon as we get it, we'll read it on the air concerning Milton. And then we're going to go for a day for Milton and celebrate and let everybody know that he was a great, great guide dog.
Yeah, he was.
Inner Sight. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
116,000 more.
Yeah, it's
what?
I think 138. We got 138.
Oh, went up
now.
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
116,138.
I'm gonna take a. No, I'm sorry. 135. It's just three less. I knew it was
135.
Close. 135. Yeah.
Close enough.
It still went up.
All right. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner. Inner, give me more. Inner Sight.
Inner
Thank
Sight.
You.
Thank you.